Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Now then, let's do this. Let's go talk to somebody who has his finger on the pulse of a lot of things. He looks at a lot of things. He looks at everything in the gun culture. And his name is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Where would you like to start today?
Well, it looks like there's a lot of constitutional carry stuff going on in the month of March. Let's start with Ohio, where it is at the final phase of what we would call, I guess...
the legislative process.
Yep.
Yes, indeed. And frankly, this is a little bit of a surprise to me, in the sense that Ohio would not have been a state that I would have said, say, a year ago, was the most likely to pass a constitutional carry bill. I mean, it's a very pleasant surprise, and obviously the people in Ohio, the activists like Buckeye Firearm Association, I mean, those guys have been excellent. But if you said they're going to go constitutional carry next year, I'd go, well, you know, I was a little skeptical. But they have been getting it done. It is really impressive. They got it passed through the House. They got it passed through the Senate. And now it is on the way. Well, there are administrative processes. These are not votes. These are nothing that should be a problem. But there are administrative processes. Once a bill gets passed by both the houses of a legislature, then it gets sent to an administrator who checks that the language is all correct, you know, that it doesn't have grammatical errors, doesn't contradict itself, and things like that. And it's supposed to be purely administratively, and almost all the time it is. And then it has to be signed by usually the head of the House and the head of the Senate, where they basically certify, yes, this is the bill we voted on. And then once it's certified, it'll get sent to the governor. You know, it has to be officially sent and accepted by him, show that it's there, and then he makes the decision whether to sign it, not sign it, veto it. The information that I'm getting from Ohio, and I have some sources that are very close to the action there, is that Governor DeWine will sign the bill. He has a primary coming up. He has some serious challenge, and, you know, that's what I'm hearing. I can't give out any sources. So I can't give you more detail. But
The short way to say that, though, is he really likes being a politician.
I would be very surprised if he does not sign the bill.
Yeah.
And he will probably sign it fairly quickly because this primary is coming up. So
right.
He wants to have that feather in his cap for conservatives, for constitutionalists, for people who believe in the Constitution. He wants to be able to say, look, I signed constitutional carry. Now, that in itself is a huge victory. that politicians who want to get elected as Republicans feel that they have to show that they are true to the Constitution, and that signing a constitutional carry bill is a good way of doing that. That's what happened in Texas, and it's what appears likely to happen here in, well, not here, but in Ohio. And so this is, I mean, this is right in the heart of the Midwest. And I think it's going to happen. I think by the end of next week, it should be, I expect it to be signed. That's my prediction. So
will that be Ohio number 21 or 22?
22. And it's, you know, it passed by large margin. The House passed it 57-35. The Senate passed it 24-8. I mean, these are huge. This is like, not in the House, it's not quite 2-1, but they're big margins. And then once it's signed, as I recall, in Ohio, it's about 90 days before it becomes effective.
Right.
Now, this is common with most bills, too. Most bills, usually it takes an emergency to become effective immediately. I mean, sometimes they just label it emergency and it becomes effective immediately. But most bills, there's a period of time before it becomes effective. And it makes sense. You want all the enforcement agencies and the prosecutors and the judges and everything to know there's been a change. This is what's going on now. And so that they are ready for it. So they don't make mistakes.
Right.
And that's reasonable. It takes time to do things. So that is happening. That'll almost certainly happen next week. So then we have, let's see, anything else I can say about Ohio? Well, one of the things about Ohio is that it has two neighbors that already have constitutional carry, West Virginia and Kentucky. Let's get my geography right. I have made errors. I used to think I was pretty good on geography.
Now.
When you write a few thousand articles, you make a mistake here and there.
Sure you do. Let me ask a quick question because we're coming up on the first break, but this is an interesting thing. So they have neighbors, two of them that are near them, I guess that border them. Does that make everybody reciprocal in those states? Or do you still have to have a permit to cross the border, or what do you know about that?
There are a couple states. I think there's only one now. I think it's North Dakota, but I'd have to check. That when they wrote their constitutional carry bill, they say it only applies to residents of the state.
Okay.
But I don't think that would hold up in court.
Equal
protection clause.
So here's the reason I asked that. Like when we're in Nevada at SHOT Show,
right,
we can carry openly like the people of Nevada do. When we were in Indianapolis, right, we could carry openly like the people of Indianapolis do.
Right.
They might ask to see our permit to see if we, but I mean, everything that I saw as far as.
The law has to apply equally.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So I just wondered about that, if everything becomes reciprocal, if you have the same kind of law in place.
As I said, there's one. It used to be that way, I think, in Montana, but they reformed that law so that it's a constitutional carry for everybody,
right,
in Montana now. And so I think North Dakota is the only state that has that provision that it only applies to residents. And I said that has constitutional problems. And the Supreme Court in a number of cases has said you can't discriminate between somebody who's a resident and a non-resident on a general law.
Right.
Now, they could try something weird and say, well, this is not general. This is like hunting, you know, because that's a strange thing. For hunting regulations, they generally do not. They apply differently or can apply differently to a resident and non-resident.
Do me a favor. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the first break. You can find this article at amoland.com. Dean has well over 1,900 of those. They're waiting on you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Texas Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealed carry.
concealment.
We perfected it. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking to Dean Weingarten, a lot of constitutional carry stuff going on. We just talked about Ohio, which looks like they're about to get it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm pretty sure they are going to have it signed by the governor. And so what happens next in other states? Well, one of the interesting things is that in Indiana, and I don't have a separate, I've had several articles on it, but I don't have a new one on it yet. I'm working on one. Indiana looked like they were a really good candidate to pass constitutional carry this year. And, of course, they're just to the west of Ohio, and they have a border with Ohio. And I thought they were likely to pass it before Ohio did. But and they voted for it in their House with like a 2-1 margin, and then it went to the Senate. Well, last year it went to the Senate Judiciary Committee in Indiana. And then the Judiciary Chair, or she's a Republican, named Liz Brown, just refused to bring it up for a vote.
Right.
Well, that got a lot of activists angry. And so this year they moved it further, and she was forced by the Senate President Pro Tem Bray to bring it up for a vote. Now, my impression is that Bray did not want it passed, but he had enough pressure that he was able to insist that she bring it up for a vote. Well, she brought it up for a vote, and I wrote about the committee hearing that was held, and in my opinion, it was kind of a disgrace for a Republican chair. She gave the Democrats preference, in my opinion, and then voted with the Democrats and convinced a couple of Republicans to go along with her, who essentially gut the constitutional carry bill, which was HB 1077 in Indiana. Then all of they passed an amendment that essentially did away with it. Then all of the members of the committee voted to pass the bill with that name out of the committee, so they could get it out of that committee. And then they went to a rules committee where the members of the Judiciary Committee complained and said that the rules weren't followed. And then the Rules Committee said, yeah, well, and I'm paraphrasing, and it's probably not quite exactly right because the rules are very complicated. But what they said was, well, yes, the rules were violated, but you didn't get it to this committee fast enough for us to consider it for this year. So now what has happened is that Ohio looks like it's passing the bill. I think these are cascading events. The more states you have with constitutional carry, the more states are likely to pass constitutional carry. There's a limit, obviously, when you get up to 35, 38 states, you know, you got the leftovers. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, here's the thing about this. For each one of these that are out there, they have whatever reason they say they can't do it. And they always come up with some really stupid reasons, don't they? And really what it truly boils down to is they just don't believe that should be a thing, these politicians. Right.
But they just don't like the idea.
That's exactly it. They don't like the idea. After they get to a certain point, and there's so many of them out there doing it, doesn't that sort of blunt whatever reason they may have for saying no?
Precisely.
Yeah.
It absolutely does. And the fact that Indiana has neighbors that have it, and they haven't had any problems, is a big deal. And so what happened? Now, this is it just happened in the last few hours. And that was that, I think it might have been 24 hours ago, is that Republicans who are supporting constitutional carry got pretty upset. And so there was a conference committee for another bill that had to do with drugs that had been passed with bipartisan support in both the Senate and the House. And it was at conference committee. Well, at a conference committee, the committee can change things in a bill. I mean, they don't get to, you know, they can make huge changes if they want to. And that's what they did. They substituted the entire original HB 1077, the constitutional carry bill, for the content of this previously passed bill called SB 209. So I've seen this as a tactic before, and it's kind of a desperation measure. It's a way to get around hostile chairs and maybe a hostile couple of people who have significant powers in one of the houses or another, and get it to a vote for the entire House, the entire chamber, for either the Senate or the House. So what this does is it allows, there's a significant potential for a vote in both the Senate and the House on this bill that was substituted with the contents of constitutional carry. And so I believe that the way they could block it is they could just refuse to allow a vote in the Senate, in the whole Senate. I don't know if he'll do that or not. So, surprisingly, Indiana's constitutional carry bill has essentially been resurrected, and it has a shot of passing again.
Isn't that, that's, I would imagine that would be sort of troubling for them to have tried to shut something down, think it's behind them and everything else, and then popular opinion rises up against them, and then they're like, okay, we better do this because they're getting the pitchforks and the torches out.
That's a fair analogy of what's going on. There's a lot of senators who are for this bill in Indiana, you know, in the state legislature, and there quite a few of them are, I would say, righteously angry at the games that have been played. And I think what they're saying is, well, you want to play games? We can play games too.
Sure.
And so, a lot of the senators, this is my intuition, a lot of the senators in Indiana don't want to have to vote on this bill. And so that's why these games have been gotten away with. They don't want to put their fingerprints on killing the bill. And they don't want to vote on it. Well, I think that has just gotten a lot harder. And part of it is because Ohio says, hey, we're passing constitutional carry, and Indiana is looking at them like, right. You know, there's 21 states, and Ohio makes it 22.
Hang on for me. We'll pick it up on the other side when we get back. These articles are in the All Contributors section at MLN.com. Go down to the bottom right, click on that. Dean is on the left-hand side. And from there, off you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At C&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, C&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. C&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As the battle rages over Ukraine and NATO continues to deny a no-fly zone, Senator Marco Rubio, vice chair of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, said it's not quite that easy.
So basically, a no-fly zone, it means starting World War III. I think there are a lot of things we can do to help Ukraine protect itself, both from airstrikes and missile strikes, but I think people need to understand what a no-fly zone means. It's not some rule you pass that everybody has to oblige by. It's the willingness to shoot down the aircrafts of the Russian Federation, which is basically basically the beginning of World War III.
Rubio, speaking on ABC News this week, also said Secretary of State Antony Blinken is actively looking at a potential deal with Poland to supply aircraft. The national average price for gas has now topped $4 a gallon. The lowest statewide average is Missouri, where unleaded stands at $3.60 a gallon, and the highest prices are being seen in California, where the statewide average stands at $5.29 a gallon. This is USA Radio News. Many Russian soldiers are confused about why they're going to war, and with that story, here's USA's Lance Pry.
Russia's soldiers were given the wrong reasons to go to war. A Russian commander captured by Ukraine forces condemned Moscow's genocide invasion. Russia's Lieutenant Colonel Dmitry Mikhailovich, who was captured along with two other soldiers. We were told in Russia via media that Ukraine is dominated by literally, and I'm 100% wrong now, Ukraine's territory is dominated by fascists. And I feel shame that we came to this country, to this territory. This woman just standing and crying. I feel shame.
Fire crews in Florida are battling scores of wildfires that have burned more than 12,000 acres across the panhandle. Stiff winds are driving the flames as the two big fires continue to burn. Evacuation orders are in effect for several areas in Bay, Calhoun, and Gulf counties, where over 1,000 homes are under those orders. The Florida Forest Service has issued wildfire risks statewide. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten, and we've just been talking about Indiana. And, it would be interesting for you to do an article about Republicans who oppose Second Amendment issues based on stupidity or ignorance or just because they don't like the idea of it. Because that is, you know, some of these guys, it's astonishing how ignorant they are of what is actually happening, and they're out there making policy.
Yeah, this is, and the problem is that there's a significant percentage, and I don't know exactly what it is, but I see, and most of them are older, in my opinion, and they've been bombarded their entire life with messages from information, we should call it misinformation or disinformation from the media on the issue of firearms and personal responsibility. And they have swallowed a lot of this philosophy. And a lot of it is what I would call progressive philosophy, which is it's bad for individuals to have power. It's good for government to have power.
Yeah.
So we don't want individuals to have guns because guns are power and individuals will do bad things with them.
Oh.
Of course, governments do much worse things than individuals do.
Right.
So So, you know, that doesn't really fly. And what has happened, a lot of it, is that the scholarship that was pushed, essentially required by all the fake information about how bad gun wars, people started actually looking at the effects of what happens when you have an armed population. Does crime go up? Does murders go up? Does suicide go up? And what we found out, it really does not have a huge effect. There appears to be slight positive effects in reducing some homicides and violent crime. But that is, even you can find studies that show that it's a small effect. But what we have found is it doesn't really have much effect. This idea that if you disarm the population, you lower your homicide rates or you lower your suicide rates, it just isn't correct. And people have to be educated about that. Now, in terms of writing articles, I have written articles. I name names in my article about the Indiana constitutional carry hearing in the Judiciary Committee.
Right.
It's kind of harsh with the chair there. And I've done it I did it in Idaho. So it is something I do from time to time because I like specifics and facts.
Right.
In articles. And many times these people are not held responsible for their actions. And
well, I mean, let's look at one thing that we could use to contrast this. I mean, in California, which, let's admit it, California's gun control land, in California, recently they had a horrific killing where a father went out there and killed his three daughters and a chaperone and himself in a church, right?
Right.
In Sacramento. Now, this guy had a restraining order against him that said he couldn't have any guns, and they just believed him when he said, no, I don't have any. They never double-checked that. Then he got arrested, I think, 9 days before he killed everybody, he got arrested for getting in a fight with a cop, and then he got in a fight with an emergency worker. And, you know, that's another felony. So he's got a restraining order right now, and now he's on a felony. He gets out of jail in 2 days, and then 6 days later, he's killing all these people. Now, they had all the gun control in the world. This guy didn't have a permit. They don't have constitutional carry. None of this prevented this murder.
Right.
But here's, man, this is a
bail
this
reform,
is
my, right?
Yeah, yeah. Bail reform, that also came into play with that guy. But here's my point on this. Does it matter for a armed citizen who has broken no laws? Why should that matter what this guy did? Also, if he had not used a gun, would we even know about this if he had bashed their heads in with baseball bats and killed them that way? I mean, it's not.
Those don't make news stories.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not about the gun. It's never about the gun. With these kind of guys, when you leave these kind of guys out on the street, they're the weapon, not the gun, not the baseball bat, not the garden hoe, not whatever it is he uses to kill them. He's the weapon. And they do that all the time. And in the meantime, these Republican office holders, who obviously live in a cocoon, where there's no media of any sort, social or, you know, mainstream, coming in, where they can actually look at what's happening around the world and make contrasts here and there and see things and actually become informed. They're out there doing things based upon how they... I just don't like the idea of it.
It's a seductive fallacy. People like the idea that people really don't do bad things. It's because they have certain physical item. Those are the bad things.
No.
People don't do bad things, see, because people are really good.
Mm.
That's a very seductive fallacy. It's a fallacy, though. And what we see, and there's been several studies of it, is that there are people who do bad things. And they are usually a minority of the population. And those people will do bad things whether you try to prevent them from doing other stuff, because they're already decided they're going to break the law. And so we don't see that the availability of guns really makes a difference. Now, I read a study recently, well, it was an essay, really, by Carl Bogus. I don't know if that name is familiar to you, but he was pretty prominent in anti-firearm circles for a couple of different decades. He did some studies. And in this essay, he said, we just didn't go far enough. You know, we've taken all these little bitty measures, like, you know, requiring a permit and having the background check. And he says that's not, if we only would have done a lot more, a lot faster, because what we really have to do is reduce the total number of handguns. Except when you look at the numbers, he's just wrong. I mean, Brazil has just a tiny number of the handguns we do in the United States, and they have three times the murder rate.
Right.
And so it's not, there's the number of guns needed to commit murders in the United States is so small, it's such a tiny fraction of what's out there, that trying to prevent the numbers of guns, to reduce them a little bit, just has no effect at all. It just doesn't have it. And that's assuming that other items, as you mentioned, like baseball bats, you know, or gasoline, or cars, are not available. But when you look at studies and the facts, you find that restricting firearms does not change the homicide rate, and it doesn't change the suicide rate. People just shift to different things.
Sure. Hang on right there, if
and
you will.
Or they get guns easily.
Yeah. Hang on. And, I might want to talk about what you, we'll discuss this when we get back. How about that? Find Dean at Ammoland. Well over 1900 articles there talking to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Last time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We are speaking with Dean Weingarten. I saw the thing that you had sent me or texted me about the Door Brothers.
Right.
Now, are you going to write an article on them, or are you just, were we just...
I don't think I will.
Yeah.
And the reason is, it's really hard to separate all the wheat from the chaff. A lot of people are making accusations about them. It may be true, but we're looking at a major investigation I'd have to do. I'd have to spend weeks trying. I mean, I don't want to make allegations about people that are not 100% correct.
Right.
And a lot of people have claimed that they are doing unethical things, and they may be. I look at them and... If they, it appears to me that they're probably making money, but they're making money by saying a lot of things that are close to what we want to hear.
Right.
And then they ask people to send them money. Now, you know, that's probably the biggest problem I see with them. I don't know how effective they are. A lot of people say they're not effective at all.
Well, I mean, I look at... I mean, I look at some of the mainstream organizations that will get out there and claim they're doing this and claim they're doing that. And you can go look and clearly see that they are not doing what they're saying they're doing. And a lot of them do this
purely for the reason. And they said, why I'm a little hesitant. I mean, I understand. You see, I see a pattern. The pattern is somebody tries to get something passed in a state. And then the Door Brother organizations go in and say it's not good enough. these people aren't really true to the Second Amendment. Send us money so that we can fight this. That's the pattern I see.
Well, okay.
It's not just the...
So here's the next question.
It's not just the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
They have a whole bunch of sites for right to life, too.
Yeah. But like with an organization like Second Amendment Foundation, I'm on Alan Gottlieb's flash list, and all he ever sends me are press releases, right? I never see one of these things where they're, you know, trying to fundraise on that. They may have that going on, but I never see that. On the other hand, you can look at what Second Amendment Foundation does and actually see a degree.
You can see significant accomplishments.
Yeah. Yes. Now, when you look at these others get out there and say, we need this to fight this, that's where my question becomes, because how does sending them money or the lack of money keep them from fighting this? Because activism is, grassroots activism is very inexpensive.
The allegation is that they have a company that is a printing firm. And so the allegation is, and you go to that site that I sent you, the allegation is that they use the money to buy the services from the company they own to print things.
Okay.
And you know, and their major holders or board members on the company that does the printing and such.
Right.
So their non-profits that have the money come into them don't put a lot of money into these people's pockets. But the nonprofits then spend the money at a company they own. So that's the allegation. I'm not willing to put in the time to do the proper investigative reporting I'd need to on them. But I part of it is I look at some of the things, the issues they raise and they talk about, and I sometimes it seems like they have, you know, some truth on their side.
Sure.
It's hard to be sure.
If well, I mean,
entirely insincere, or if they're sincere and just are, you know, doing well by doing good as they see it.
See, I've looked behind I've been dragged behind the doors of a major gun rights organization out there, and I discerned actually how they work and what their priorities are and everything else, and that's fine, and I've never gone public with it because it would be the one thing I got. They violated a lot of things throwing me to the wolves. So, by that token, things have changed there radically in the last few years. So I've just sat back and I give them neither good nor bad press.
Right.
Although I'm waiting.
Yeah, I can understand that.
I'm waiting to see if things do seem to be progressing for them, and they seem to be becoming a little more effective. And if that's the case, that's fine. You know, I'm a big boy. I don't mind. Well, that's not true. I didn't like what happened.
You can take it.
I can take it. Yeah, I've got thick skin. As it goes, some of the things that some of these places do just throw up a flag to me when they get out there and say, will you send what you can send because we have to go fight this? Because I would like to see, you know, Second Amendment Foundation very transparent.
Yeah.
And I think that's why they probably don't have to do as much fundraising, because they're so transparent that people just say, I'm just going to give them some money. On the other hand, some of these other places, it's almost comical. Because they're making these claims about, we will stop this. Okay, how?
Yeah.
How are you going to stop this? You can't go out and bribe somebody.
Right. The other thing I see, and the, you know, if we're going to be talking about some of the defects in activist organizations or groups, is that if you look carefully what happens inside legislation and who is effective and who isn't, you just see people attempting to claim credit for things they had very little to do with over and over and over again.
Yes, that's very true. Yes, that's very true.
And, you know, there's not... I try to write about things and say, look, these guys were really effective. And I don't usually say, well, those guys were not effective, but I try to give some credit where it's due. But you do see lots of people trying to claim credit for passing a bill that they had almost nothing to do with.
Well, I mean, or if they do some sort of an event or something, if somebody comes up with a great idea, they will descend upon it, take credit for it, do all the press and everything else on it. And the person that was out there trying to make it a really good event, a really good success, is left there just sitting going, I thought these guys were on my side. This is not a, yeah.
You know, so, I think wasn't it Reagan? I think he was quoting somebody else, and it's a long, long known thing. You can get a lot accomplished if you just don't worry about who gets the credit.
Right. Yeah, you can. So anyway.
It's kind of a bribe, you know. You can have the credit as long as you don't oppose me or as long as you support me here, you know.
Right, right. I mean, that's...
That's just the way the real world works.
Yeah, it is.
We have to be, as you say, big boys and understand. And we are making, you know, we talked about constitutional carry, and as we get closer to the end of the program, I'd like to leave on a positive note. Real progress.
You got 30 seconds. Leave us on a positive note.
We are making significant progress. We've got 21 states with it. Ohio is almost certainly going to have it next week. Very likely Alabama, either next week or the next. They're still fighting in Indiana. In Georgia, it looks like they have the chance because the two governor candidates are trying to impress conservatives with their credentials. And I think Governor Kemp said at a recent rally, we can get this done. We can make constitutional carry happen. Well, you got the current governor pushing hard for it. It might happen.
We've run out of time, Dean. We will be talking on Tuesday next week, by the way. So thank you very much for joining me tonight.
Very good.
Back again on Monday. Yes, sir. Back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.